Good afternoon, mate. It's good to be back.
Good to be back is right. You're only after going away.
That's true. Not away that long.
Not away that long. The winter flies.
The winter flies. We've got a bit of sunshine even, so can't be bad.
Can't be bad is right. Okay, well, four games down for decision yesterday. First set in the league. And I suppose maybe looking at it from an overall point of view, fair to say all the big guns won.
All the big guns did win yesterday. The one I covered yesterday was up at Fox Lodge. They're newly promoted this year, taking on Brigade, one of the fancy side this year. And it was quite an entertaining game. A lot of runs scored on it. Fox Lodge doing well. They get 205. Jason Mulligan, 49, and Dean Mahaffey, 35. But Brigade really had no problem. Their first wicket put on 127. Although they did lose five wickets, they still won comfortably. Gareth McCain top scoring with 84. David Barr with 33, and David Murdoch with 30. So Brigade off to a winning start. But a decent enough performance for Fox Lodge, having just come up from last year's championship.
Yeah, that was a good performance, really. And you mentioned about the high scoring. I remember last year at the beginning of the season, the scoring was low, probably because the grounds weren't in great shape. But that's high scoring for a first game.
That was high scoring, that one, but it wasn't that way with all the games yesterday. There was a few low scoring games. Just looking at them.
Well, Drummond, I suppose, the first one, the all out for 89, so it left it easy enough for Brady to win that one.
Yeah, Drummond are going to struggle. They haven't had an overseas professional for quite a while. They haven't made any new signings, and they're dependent on the guys that sort of kicked them up last year. And it's going to be very, very difficult for them, as proved yesterday. 89 all out against Brady, who struggled themselves the last couple of seasons. David Skellen, their skipper, picking up 3 wickets for 13. Brady, no problem at all, just lost the 1 wicket. Young Andrew Austin getting 42 not out, but a very, very easy one for Brady, and ominous already for Drummond.
And maybe one would say ominous already for Ardmore, talking about low scores, 58 all out against Coleraine.
Yeah, an awful batting performance. Not one of their batsmen got only double figures yesterday. Decker Curry was top scorer with 8, which is incredible. But Coleraine, with their new professional, Graham Hume, he bowled exceptionally well, taking 4 for 24. Coleraine just took 9 overs to get those runs. Got Campbell 32. They lost 1 wicket. They lost Campbell. But very, very comfortable winners by 9 wickets. And it's certainly a worry for Ardmore, who were very close to winning the title last year. But that's hit them hard. Although they'll come up against easier teams than Coleraine.
Eglinton 160 all out, but Donamana got it with reasonable ease.
They did, yeah. Pretty much Eglinton scored due to skipper Stuart Thompson. He got 98 of those 160, so it doesn't say an awful lot for the rest of them. Gary McClintock, the best bowling performance for Donamana, was 4 for 32. But Donamana were under pressure. At the beginning, they were 13 for 3 at one stage, but once again, someone comes to the rescue. This time it was skipper Ricky Lee Doherty. He scored 71, and then Andy McBride, Irish international, got 54. So easy enough, and they end up winning by 5 wickets. So putting the marker down already, trying to retain the title.
Let's go briefly to the northwest. Strabane taking on St Johnson. Strabane getting a big score.
Yeah, but it's always going to be very difficult for St Johnson. Strabane's favourites to come straight back up after burying out of the Premiership last year. 304 for 5 yesterday, a massive score. Young Aaron Gillespie, who spent the winter in Australia, certainly proved to be well worth it. That yesterday, scoring 114. St Johnson never looked like getting near. I thought when I was near yesterday that they might get a bit of respectability, but even that didn't happen. All out for 99, a massive win for Strabane by 205 runs.
Yeah, they're going to have their work cut out. Well, will it be one or two teams coming up this year?
Oh, there'll just be the one coming up. Yeah. It'll be straight up and down. St Johnson, I think, might be able to finish about third or fourth on bottom, but hopefully they'll be able to maintain that. They don't want to be dropping down in order, that's for sure.
Yeah, you can hear us all right there, Eamon.
Yes, perfect, yeah.
Bit of interruption there. Okay, well, let's do what we normally do in the first review of the season. You normally put your head on the block and tell us who you think's going to win the league this year.
I was successful last season with the double.
We'll need to go back a few years now and get a balance on all these things.
No, I only talk about last year.
You did get it right last year.
I'm actually going for Dunamana again. They won the league, although it's going to be more difficult this year because Brigade look a more than usual side. Their professional still isn't here yet, but even yesterday they're very, very strong. But head on the puck again. Dunamana to retain the title, and maybe this year Brigade might actually win the Senior Cup. But I'm going for Dunamana. They won the title.
And why would you go for Dunamana this year now? I know they're the defending champions, but is there something there you see that would give them a good chance of winning again?
Yeah, they have a lot of young players coming through who have got a lot of experience now, but their average age is around about 22. But they've been playing senior cricket for the last 4 or 5 years. They've got all their players together again, although their professionals changed this year. But other than that, it's the same side that won the double last year. And I think that's a big help, having consistency on your side. They will miss Andy McBride for some games because of Irish international duty. But that happened last year and they still were able to do it. But I think it'll be more difficult this year because Korea has definitely looked to be a side. It's going to be challenging everybody, and as I say, Brigade. It might become a 3-horse race this year as opposed to a 4-horse race this year. But money on Dunamana once again.
Okay, big international coming up next week.
Absolutely, 2 internationals, one on Friday at Bristol, Ireland taking on England, and then on Sunday the big one that everybody loves, Ireland playing England at Lords. I mean, that'll be a fantastic achievement and a fantastic occasion for the North West boys. Hopefully the 3 of them will get playing, Stuart Thompson, Craig Young and Andy McBride, but they love that obviously. And in fact, Dunamana's game, they have no game next week. Apparently there's quite a few of the Dunamana people going over to Lords for that game, and even my son Kevin's going over to see it. So Great fixture for Ireland. Let's hope they put up a good performance. Miners in Afghanistan, they were pretty well hammered in a lot of the games. This is a big ask again. And obviously pushing for test status. They want to put up a decent show. Hopefully they're going to get the test status. It's looking good, but they want to put up a decent show against England. It won't be easy. England, although missing a couple of big players, still have a very, very strong side pick, and it'll be difficult for Ireland. But respectable, they're putting up a decent show is what it's about. But what an occasion for those players, not only playing at Bristol, but then going to Lords next Sunday.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for them, and in many ways, people will be wondering, can Ireland actually compete against England? You know, can they compete? What I mean is on the pitch to give a good account of themselves. So it's fantastic that they can be at that level.
It does, and they beat England in the World Cup a few years ago, so it has happened before. But as I say, they're sort of few of their players getting on a little bit now, and it'll maybe take a couple of years for the younger players, the promising young players, to really break through, to make an impact. But it's great recognition for Irish cricket to be on this, and as far as I know, it's going to be televised, so great publicity for Irish cricket. And on the way up, mate, let's hope we put up a good performance.
And it's great that the North West are well represented.
Very much so, and if you add on William Porterfield and Boyd Rankin, who's injured, you could actually have 5 North West players, 3 present times and 2 ex-North West players. So North West exceptionally well represented, which is great to see, and bound to encourage the younger lads up playing cricket here that they can see what could happen to them if they knuckle down and really put it all in.
Yeah, and I suppose it's opening a window for them to play maybe in England on a professional basis.
Of course it is, because, I mean, the English clubs and county sides, I mean, they've already had Porterfield over, they've already Boyd Rankin there, they can take over, they have another few Irish players on the side, so they can certainly, if you perform at that level, and even in the other provincials, if you can perform, these county sides will be looking for young and up-and-coming players to bring them over there, and it can make a career for them. They could end up being professional cricketers, which is not a bad life.
Not a bad lifestyle, is right, and it's worth pursuing if that's their interest, and obviously there are a good number of young people there interested.
Yeah, of course, and as I say, North West needs a wee bit of a lift, although we have 3 in the Irish squad, but we need a wee bit of encouragement. North West Warriors, they start their campaign of a one-day international on Monday against the Leinster Lightnings at the Hills in Dublin, or just outside Dublin, and Leinster Lightnings, believe it or not, have got 11 internationals up against them, so it's really going to be tough. But again, they're going to have a go. I was speaking to Ian McGregor, the coach, yesterday. He says he's picked the best side that's available, and all they can do is do their best. But Leinster Lightnings are so strong, as I say, 11 internationals, it doesn't really go for a level playing field in my book.
Not really, but I suppose what can you do? I suppose there are a number of people that are playing for Leinster that naturalised citizens. Is that the situation with them?
Not so much so, Miles. They're mostly all Irish lads, to be fair to them. But we've got the likes of Ed Joyce, who's been a star for Middlesex for years, who's now retired from county cricket. He's coming back here. He's back here now living in Dublin. He's now automatically picked for the Leinster Lightnings. And he's obviously played for Aaron Stone, still an exceptional cricketer. But no, most of them are local, to be fair. And I can't really say that. But there's such a big catchment area in Dublin. Cricket is so popular down there. I mean, there's some clubs that have got 5 and 6 teams, 2 or 3 ladies teams and underage teams. So it's big, very, very big down there. And obviously, they're going to be the strongest side on the other pros.